All right, strap yourselves in because we're diving deep today
Deep, deep.
into the world of quantum teleportation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
That's the good stuff.
you've been
That's what we're here for.
exploring quantum computing and all that jazz.
Absolutely.
And today,
It's wild.
we're going to break down
Yeah.
some fascinating new developments.
Oh.
So, we're looking at a video
Right.
that explains some recent breakthroughs
Right.
by scientists at Oxford University.
I love those guys.
And trust me,
Yeah.
this is not just some dusty old research paper.
No.
This is some juicy stuff.
It could change the world
Yeah, it really could
as we know it.
potentially change the world as we know it.
Yeah. And what's really exciting here
Yeah.
is that the Oxford team
These guys are rock stars.
has achieved something truly groundbreaking
Okay.
in the field of quantum teleportation.
All right, so we got to back up for a sec.
Yeah.
For people who are like, quantum teleportation.
Yeah, what is that?
That sounds like Star Trek.
Right, exactly.
Beam me up, Scotty.
So, to understand why this is such a big deal,
Yeah.
we need to start with the basics.
Okay, ready.
What is
Visit.
quantum teleportation?
Yeah. We're
And
glad you asked.
forget about Star Trek.
Forget it.
It's not about beaming objects.
No, it's not about that.
Okay.
It's about transferring information.
Okay, so we're not talking about teleporting physical objects,
Right.
but information.
But the
How
information,
does that even work?
how does that work?
I mean, like,
Well, let me tell you,
yeah.
it all comes down to this mind-boggling concept
Okay.
called entanglement.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, you probably have.
Entanglement.
It's one of those things, it's like so weird. It's hard to wrap your head around.
It's like,
It really is. So
yeah,
imagine
I.
two particles
Okay.
linked together
Uh-huh.
in such a way that they're essentially
Okay.
two parts of the same whole.
Oh.
No matter how far apart they are,
So they could be
they could be on opposite ends of the universe
on opposite ends of the
and
universe
still
and still be
be
linked.
linked.
Wow.
You change one,
Okay.
the other changes instantly.
So if I change
In perfect sync.
one particle over here,
Yeah.
the other one on the other side of the universe
Yeah.
changes at the same time.
At the exact same
That
time.
is wild.
It's like they're communicating faster
And then
than the speed of light,
the speed of light.
which, as you can imagine,
Yeah.
has really thrown a wrench into our understanding of physics.
Yeah, I can only
Because
imagine.
one of the fundamental tenets of physics is that nothing can travel faster than light.
Right.
But entanglement
Yeah.
seems to be doing just that.
So it's like having two coins
Okay.
that always flip to the same side,
Okay, I like
even
that.
if they're miles apart.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's really wild.
But how does
What about
this
you?
connect to what the Oxford scientists actually did?
Good question.
Because we're talking about teleportation
Right.
and we're talking about entanglement,
Yeah.
two particles.
Okay.
So how do those two things connect?
So here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
In the past,
Okay.
scientists have been able to teleport
Yeah.
single quantum states,
Okay.
which is kind of like teleporting
Okay.
a single bit of data.
Like a one or a zero.
Exactly, like a one or a zero.
Got it.
But the Oxford team
Okay.
went a step further.
Oh.
They successfully teleported
Okay.
a logical quantum gate.
A logical quantum gate.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a physicist,
That's true.
so break that down for me.
No problem.
What is
So think of gates
a logical quantum gate?
like the building blocks of quantum algorithms,
Okay.
the instructions that tell a quantum computer what to do.
Okay, so instead of
So instead
teleport
of just teleporting a single bit of
you
information,
teleport it.
they essentially teleported an entire operation.
Oh,
So
yeah.
it's like they teleported a whole line of code
Yeah, a whole chunk of code
instead of
to start
just
just one letter.
one letter.
Right.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive.
Yeah.
And the truly groundbreaking part
Yeah.
is that they achieved this teleportation between two separate quantum processors.
Okay.
So they had two separate
Two separate quantum computers.
quantum computers, yeah.
Okay.
And they teleported this gate from one to the other.
Okay.
They essentially created a way for these processors to interact and perform operations together as if they were physically connected,
Go.
but without any wires or cables.
So they used quantum teleportation to create
They did
a sort of wireless connection
a wireless quantum connection.
between two quantum computers.
That's exactly right.
What?
Yeah.
That's
It's
incredible.
pretty mind-blowing.
What are the implications of that?
Well, for one thing,
It could help us solve one of the biggest challenges facing quantum computing.
Okay, which
the
is
scalability.
Scalability.
Yeah.
Meaning making these things bigger.
Making quantum computers bigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because current quantum computers are limited in size.
Okay.
Because the more qubits you pack together,
right,
the more likely they are to experience errors.
Because they get all...
It's like trying to build a house of cards.
Wonky.
On a vibrating table.
Oh, that's a good...
It's really hard to do.
Analogy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they're really fragile.
They're super fragile.
Yeah. So... Are you saying that this teleportation breakthrough...
I am saying.
...could allow us to build much larger...
Much larger.
...and more powerful quantum computers.
By linking smaller ones together.
By linking smaller ones together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
So instead of trying to build one giant,
yeah,
super fragile quantum computer,
yeah,
you can build lots of little ones,
uh-huh,
that are more stable.
And then connect them together.
And then connect them together.
Using teleportation.
Using teleportation.
Yeah. That's incredible.
It's like building a supercomputer out of interconnected modules.
Oh, wow.
Each one operating with higher fidelity.
Yeah.
Because it's smaller and more stable.
Oh, so this opens up
and that
a whole new world of possibilities.
Opens up a whole new world of possibilities,
yeah,
for what we can do with quantum computing.
This is starting to sound like something straight out of a science fiction movie.
I know, right?
Yes.
It's amazing how much science fiction is becoming science fact these days.
It really is.
It's an exciting time to be alive.
So how does this all connect to things like a quantum internet?
Okay.
So revolutionizing industries.
Right. So if we can link quantum processors together wirelessly, we can start to imagine a future,
okay,
where quantum computers are networked on a global scale.
Okay, like the internet, but...
Like the internet, but...
Quantum.
But quantum. And that's where the idea of a quantum internet comes in.
A quantum internet.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy to think about.
It is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine a network.
Okay.
Where information is transmitted.
Okay.
Not as bits,
uh-huh,
but as qubits. Using the principles of entanglement.
Which we talked about earlier.
Right. And because of the nature of entanglement.
Yeah.
It would be fundamentally more secure.
What do you mean?
Because any attempt to eavesdrop on the transmission.
Okay.
Would instantly alter the quantum state.
Like if someone's listening in.
Yeah. If someone's trying to snoop.
They disrupt it.
They disrupt it.
And, you know.
And both the sender and the receiver would know.
Oh, wow. So it's like having a conversation,
yeah,
where no one could listen in without, yeah, you immediately knowing.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
It's like having a conversation,
yeah,
that's protected by the laws of physics.
Wow. But how would a quantum internet actually change things in the real world?
Okay. Well, think about it.
Okay.
Every industry,
yeah,
relies on information in some way.
Right.
A quantum internet.
Okay.
Could revolutionize everything.
Okay.
From finance and healthcare,
uh-huh,
to material science.
Oh, wow.
And artificial intelligence.
So it could change everything.
It could change everything.
Pretty much?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Take drug discovery, for example.
Okay.
Imagine being able to simulate the interactions of complex molecules,
okay,
with incredible precision.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
This could lead to the development of new drugs,
oh,
and therapies.
That's amazing.
For diseases that are currently incurable.
So we could be talking about a world.
We could.
With faster cures.
Faster cures.
Better treatments.
Better treatments.
And maybe even longer lifespans.
Potentially. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's really exciting.
And that's just.
And that's just one example.
One example.
Right. A quantum internet could also revolutionize communication.
Okay.
Making it virtually unhackable.
Right. We talked about that.
Think about the implications for governments,
yeah,
financial institutions,
mm-hmm,
and even individual privacy.
Like, what would that even look like?
I mean, it's hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
But it would be a completely different world.
Yeah.
Than the one we live in today.
Yeah, no kidding.
Where our data is constantly being collected and monitored.
Yeah.
A quantum internet could give us back control.
Over our own information.
Over our own information.
Wow, this is all incredibly exciting.
It is.
But I'm curious, what are some of the biggest challenges?
Oh, there are definitely challenges.
That stand in the way,
yeah,
of making this quantum future a reality.
One of the biggest hurdles,
yeah,
is maintaining quantum coherence.
Quantum coherence, okay.
Yeah, remember how we talked about qubits, the, yeah, building blocks of quantum information?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're extremely fragile.
Oh, right. Like the House of Cards.
Exactly. Like the House of Cards.
Yeah.
And they're susceptible to interference from their environment.
So anything can...
Even the slightest disturbance...
mess them up.
...can cause them to lose their quantum properties.
Okay.
Which leads to errors in calculations.
So it's kind of like trying to keep a soap bubble from bursting.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Yeah.
It's really delicate.
So it's like we've got this amazing potential.
We do.
But it's really hard.
It's really hard to control.
To actually harness it.
Yeah.
Because it's so delicate.
Yeah.
So what are we doing about that?
Well, scientists are working on it.
Okay.
They're trying to find ways to make qubits more robust.
Okay.
And develop better error correction techniques.
Okay.
To protect them from environmental noise.
So like shielding them?
Yeah, shielding them.
From outside interference.
Finding ways to correct for errors.
Yeah.
That inevitably creep in.
Okay.
It's a tough problem. But people are working on it.
Okay.
And then there's the challenge of scaling up.
Right, because the Oxford team.
The Oxford team only teleported a gate.
Only teleported a gate.
Between a few processors.
A few processors.
Yeah.
But to build.
To build a truly powerful quantum computer.
Right.
Or a quantum internet.
Yeah.
We need to be able to reliably teleport information.
Mm-hmm.
Across much larger distances.
So it sounds like there's still.
There's still a lot of work to be done.
A lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
But is there a reason?
Oh, absolutely. Optimistic.
There's tons of reason to be optimistic.
And about the future of quantum technology.
Yeah. I mean, this Oxford research.
Yeah.
Is just one piece of a much larger puzzle.
Oh, really?
Researchers around the world.
Okay.
Are making incredible strides. In quantum computing.
So it's not just
a global effort.
Oxford, it's...
Yeah, it's a global effort.
Everybody.
People are working on this all over the world.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, from developing new types of qubits to exploring different approaches to quantum communication.
Okay.
It's a really exciting time to be in this field.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
There's so much happening.
So we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
In this first part of our deep dive.
Yeah, we have.
We've talked about quantum teleportation.
Right.
The groundbreaking research at Oxford.
Those guys are amazing.
And the potential of a quantum internet.
It's mind-blowing.
To transform industries and change the world as we know it.
It really is.
We've also touched on some of the challenges.
Right.
That lie ahead.
Yeah.
Like maintaining quantum coherence.
That's a big one.
And scaling up this technology.
Yeah, that's another big one.
But before we move on, I want to make sure I'm understanding.
Okay.
The key takeaway here.
All right.
Is it that this Oxford breakthrough is a significant step towards making large scale, practical quantum computing,
a reality.
I got it.
That's exactly it.
And that's why
this research is causing such a stir in the scientific community.
People are freaking out. It's a major leap forward.
Yeah.
With the potential to unlock A whole new era of technological advancement.
It's really exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've laid the groundwork.
Yeah.
We've got the basics down.
The basics are there.
Now, in the next part of our deep dive, I'm really curious.
I am too.
To explore some of the more philosophical questions.
Oh, the philosophical questions are the best.
Raised by this research.
Yeah.
If quantum technology has the potential.
Right.
Change the world so dramatically.
Which it does.
What are the implications?
Yeah, what does it mean for us?
For society. Ethics. And even our understanding of reality itself.
That's the big one.
Right. It really is.
That's the one that keeps me up at night.
Yeah, because...
It challenges everything.
It challenges everything we thought we knew.
Yeah.
About the world.
We'll dive into those questions and more.
I can't wait.
In the next part of our deep dive.
Let's do it.
Stay tuned.
All right. Welcome back.
So before we shift gears to the more philosophical implications of a quantum future, I do want to take a moment to recap what we've learned so far about this Oxford team's groundbreaking research.
Okay.
Because all this talk about...
It's just a lot to take in.
Building a quantum internet and revolutionizing industries.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing.
Is incredibly exciting.
Yeah.
But I also have to admit...
What's that?
That part of me is a little uneasy.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all seen those sci-fi movies.
Right.
Where technology
gets out of control.
Yeah. And, you know.
It's a common theme. It makes you wonder,
yeah.
What are some of the potential downsides or challenges we might face?
Yeah, that's a really important point to consider.
As we enter this quantum era.
Any new technology.
Yeah.
Especially one as powerful as quantum computing.
Right.
Comes with potential risks as well as benefits.
So what are we talking about here?
Well, one concern is that bad actors could use this technology for malicious purposes.
So we're talking about, we're talking about
breaking encryption.
Breaking encryption.
Disrupting critical infrastructure.
Disrupting power grids.
Oh, wow.
Communications networks.
Yeah.
Financial systems.
Developing new kinds of weapons.
Potentially, yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
I mean, it's something we need to be prepared for.
Yeah.
We need to start thinking now.
Okay.
About the ethical implications.
Of quantum computing.
Yeah.
And develop safeguards.
To make sure.
Okay.
That this technology
yeah.
is used responsibly.
That's a tall order.
It is a tall order. I mean, how do you even begin to... safeguards.
It's going
to
require a lot of collaboration
between
scientists, policymakers, ethicists.
So like a global effort.
Yeah, pretty much.
To make sure.
We need to have open and honest conversations about the potential impact of quantum computing on society.
Yeah.
And make sure we're steering its development.
In the right direction.
In a direction that benefits all of humanity.
That seems like
a big challenge.
A constant theme.
It is.
Throughout history.
Yeah.
Right.
We invent these incredible tools, but then we have to grapple with the unintended consequences.
Right.
It's like we're always playing catch up.
We create the thing, and then we're like, oh, wait a minute.
We didn't think about
that. You didn't think about the ethical side of things.
It's true. But with quantum technology,
we
have an opportunity to be more proactive.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
We can learn from past mistakes.
Okay.
And work to build ethical considerations.
Into the technology itself.
Into the very fabric of this new technology.
Okay. So instead of as an afterthought.
Exactly. We need to bake it in.
Baked in from the beginning.
From the very beginning.
So we need to think about things like.
We need to think about things like access.
Access.
And equity.
Equity.
Making sure that the benefits of quantum computing are shared widely.
Okay.
And not just concentrated.
In the hands of a powerful few.
Exactly.
Okay. So assuming we can navigate these ethical challenges.
Hopefully we can.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But I think it's important.
Where do you see all of this heading?
Okay. So
in the next decade or two.
You want me to gaze into my quantum crystal ball?
Yeah. What's your quantum crystal ball telling you?
Well, it's hard to predict the future with certainty.
Of course.
But I think it's safe to say that we can expect to see some truly remarkable advancements.
In quantum technology.
In quantum technology.
Okay.
In the coming years.
Like what?
Well, we'll likely see quantum computers becoming more powerful, more stable, and more accessible.
More accessible.
To researchers and developers around the world.
So are you thinking?
I'm thinking.
Along the lines of?
Yeah. Cloud-based quantum computing platforms.
Quantum computing. So
instead of
needing to own
a massive, expensive quantum computer, you could just rent processing time.
Rent processing time.
On a quantum cloud.
On a quantum cloud.
That's right.
That would be a game changer.
It would be a huge game changer.
In terms of making this technology available to more people.
And wider range of people.
Yeah.
And organizations.
Okay. And as the technology matures...
Yeah.
We might even see. Yeah.
The first
commercial application.
Commercial application.
Commercial application.
Of quantum computing.
In areas like what? Drug discovery.
Okay.
Material science.
Uh-huh.
Financial modeling.
So like imagine
a world.
With quantum design drugs.
Quantum design drugs.
Ultra efficient solar panels. And self-optimizing investment portfolios. That sounds pretty good.
It sounds pretty amazing to me.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah. So the potential is limitless.
It really is.
But out of all the possibilities,
What am I most excited about?
Personally, most excited about.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
There's so much to be excited about.
Yeah.
But I think the development of a true quantum internet is incredibly intriguing to me.
A true quantum internet.
Yeah.
Now, we touched on that earlier.
We did, but let's dive a little deeper.
Yeah, dive a little deeper.
Imagine a network.
Where information is transmitted instantly and securely.
Okay.
Using the principles of quantum mechanics.
That's wild.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
It could revolutionize communication.
Okay.
Enabling unhackable communication channels.
Okay.
Ultra-fast data transfer.
Uh-huh.
And even distributed quantum computing.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Distributed quantum computing. What does that mean?
So that means that multiple quantum computers around the world could work together as one giant interconnected system.
Oh, wow.
To solve complex problems.
Okay.
That are currently beyond the reach.
So problems that even...
Even the most powerful supercomputers.
Our best supercomputers today.
Can't even touch.
We can't even touch.
Yeah.
Wow. So this would unlock...
It could unlock unprecedented computational power.
Unprecedented computational power.
Allowing us to make breakthroughs.
Okay.
In fields like medicine, climate change, and artificial intelligence.
So like literally...
Changing the world.
Solving humanity's biggest challenges.
Okay. This is...
Really talking about sci-fi stuff.
I know. It sounds like science fiction.
Yeah.
But it's based on real science.
Okay. But how realistic is this?
Good question.
Are we really talking about a quantum internet?
In our lifetime.
In our lifetime.
Yeah, I believe it's more than just a pipe dream.
Really?
We're already seeing significant progress in teleporting quantum information over fiber optic cables and between satellites.
Wow.
So the technology is advancing rapidly.
Okay.
While there are still technical hurdles to overcome.
Sure.
I think a basic quantum internet could become a reality.
Really?
Within the next decade or two.
Wow.
Of course, building a full-fledged global quantum internet will require significant investment and international collaboration.
That makes sense.
But the potential rewards are enormous.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling.
It is.
To think about the possibilities.
It really is.
But it also raises a lot of questions.
It does.
If we can create a truly unhackable internet.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What does that mean for privacy?
For privacy.
Right.
Could it be used?
Used to suppress dissent.
Oh, wow.
Or shield illegal activities.
Yeah.
These are questions we need to think about.
And what about the impact on jobs?
Oh, right.
And the economy.
And economic implications are huge.
Yeah.
If quantum computers can automate tasks that are currently done by humans.
Right.
What will happen to the workforce?
That's a big question.
That's a huge question.
Yeah.
These are all important questions that we need to grapple with.
As we move forward.
As we move forward.
Yeah.
Technology is a tool.
Okay.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for evil.
That's a good point.
The development of a quantum internet.
Yeah.
With its immense potential for good.
Uh-huh.
Also brings the potential for misuse.
Right.
It's our responsibility.
To make sure it's used for good.
To anticipate those potential pitfalls.
Okay.
And to build safeguards into the system.
Yeah.
From the very beginning.
So it sounds like...
It does.
We're entering uncharted territory.
We are.
And there's no roadmap.
There's no roadmap.
For how to navigate.
For how to navigate this...
The ethical.
The ethical and societal implications of this technology.
The implications of this technology.
It's a new frontier.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to figure it out as we go.
So... Before we move on to our final segment,
okay.
I want to make sure I'm understanding the key takeaway.
Okay, shoot.
From this part of our conversation.
Right.
Are you saying that while the potential benefits of quantum technology...
The potential benefits are enormous.
Are enormous.
Yeah.
We also need to be mindful...
We need to be mindful of the potential risks. The potential risks.
Yeah.
And start thinking now.
And start thinking now.
About how to mitigate those risks.
About how to mitigate those risks.
It's a great summary.
It's about finding the right balance.
Okay.
Between fostering innovation.
Yeah.
And protecting our values.
Fostering innovation and protecting our values.
That's the key.
All right. So we've talked about.
We have.
The technical breakthroughs.
We've talked about the breakthroughs.
The potential benefit.
The potential benefits.
And the ethical challenge.
Yeah, and the ethical challenges.
Now, in our final segment.
Okay.
I want to dive into some of the even more. Mind-bending implications.
All right, let's get really philosophical.
Of a quantum future.
Okay.
If quantum mechanics challenges our understanding of reality.
Which it does.
At a fundamental level.
At a fundamental level.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
For our understanding of consciousness.
Consciousness.
Free will.
Free will.
And the nature of the universe itself.
The big question. Welcome back to the deep dive.
We're in the deep end now.
We're in the deep end.
Yeah.
We've been exploring.
The deepest part of the pool.
This incredible world of quantum teleportation.
It's a wild world down here.
And now
we're
going to take things even further.
Okay.
We've talked about the technology.
The nuts and bolts.
The potential benefits.
The amazing possibilities.
The ethical considerations.
The questions.
But now I want to get into some of the even bigger more philosophical question that this research raises.
The really juicy stuff.
All right. So Quantum mechanics.
Quantum mechanics is a trip.
It challenges our understanding of reality.
It really does.
At a fundamental level.
It's like it's turning everything we thought we knew upside down.
Okay, so how deep does this rabbit hole go?
Well, let's start with this idea.
Okay.
Of a quantum internet being unhackable.
Right, that was a big part of the research.
If we can really create a network where information is transmitted in a way that's fundamentally secure.
Okay.
What does that mean for privacy?
That's a good question.
Could it lead to a world where secrets are impossible to keep?
Oh, wow.
Or one where absolute privacy is guaranteed?
So it's like two extremes.
Like we're either completely transparent or completely shielded.
It's like,
and it's hard to know which way it'll go.
Yeah, which is more dangerous.
Right, exactly.
That's a good question.
And it makes you wonder about the potential societal impact.
Yeah, like how would that change things?
Could it disrupt power structures?
Okay.
Change how we interact with each other?
Uh-huh.
Even alter our understanding of trust and identity?
That's like a whole
new... Like a whole new way of being.
Yeah, a whole new world.
It goes even deeper than that.
Okay, deeper than that.
So if quantum computers can simulate the universe.
Oh, wow.
At a fundamental level.
Okay.
As some physicists believe.
Okay.
Could we eventually reach a point where we're creating simulated realities?
Simulated realities.
Like in the Matrix.
Like we're living in a simulation.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
But it's also kind of cool.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Would those simulated realities be any less real?
Oh, that's a good question.
Than our own.
I mean, if you're experiencing it. Right. Does it matter?
If you can't tell the difference.
You can't tell the difference.
Does it matter if it's real or not?
That's deep.
That is deep.
So if consciousness is ultimately just information, as some theories suggest, could it be transferred?
Could we download our consciousness?
Or even duplicate it
into a computer? Like copy and paste.
Yeah, like copy and paste your soul.
Wow. Would our digital copies...
Would they be considered separate individuals?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or extensions of ourselves.
Like, would they be us?
Would they have their own rights?
Or would they just be like...
Their own experiences.
The copy.
These are questions...
Yeah. ...that have puzzled philosophers...
I bet.
...for centuries.
Yeah.
But quantum technology...
Brings them into a whole new light.
It does.
It really does.
It forces us to re-examine our assumptions.
About
what it means to be human.
Yeah, okay.
What constitutes reality.
Yeah.
And what
yeah.
the limits of knowledge truly are.
I feel like I need to go lie down after this.
It's a lot to process.
This deep dive has really taken us on a journey.
We've gone deep.
It's gone way beyond just learning about a scientific discovery.
It's about the big picture.
It's making me question everything.
That's the point.
I thought I knew about the world.
It's about challenging our assumptions.
Yeah.
Expanding our minds.
So... As we wrap up
this
deep dive.
Look at the surface.
Back to the surface.
Yeah.
Into quantum teleportation.
It's been a wild ride.
And all its mind-boggling implications.
I know, right?
What's the one thing you hope?
What do I hope our listeners take away?
Our listeners
take
away from this conversation.
I hope they come away.
Yeah.
With a sense of wonder.
Wonder.
And possibility.
Possibility.
We're living in an extraordinary time.
We are.
A time of unprecedented scientific and technological advancement.
It's pretty amazing.
Quantum technology, in particular, has the potential to fundamentally reshape our world.
In ways we can only begin to imagine.
It's like we're on the cusp of something truly transformative.
And as we navigate this uncharted territory, it's crucial to approach it.
With both curiosity.
Curiosity.
And responsibility.
Responsibility.
We need to be excited about the possibilities.
Yeah.
But also mindful of the potential risks.
We can't just blindly rush in.
No. We need to think carefully.
Yeah.
About the choices we make.
About how this technology.
Because those choices
will shape
the future.
For generations to come.
Absolutely. So to our listeners.
Yeah.
Who are now as... fascinated
I hope so.
By this topic as we are.
It's contagious, isn't it? Keep exploring.
Keep asking questions.
And never lose your sense of wonder.
The world is full of mysteries.
The quantum realm is full of mysteries.
Waiting to be uncovered.
Waiting to be uncovered.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe one of you listening will be the one to make the next groundbreaking discovery.
That pushes the boundaries.
That changes everything.
Of human understanding even further.
It could happen.
That's an inspiring thought.
It is.
And on that note of possibility, we'll wrap up this deep dive.
Back to the shallow end.
Back to the shallow end.
For now.
Into quantum teleportation.
Until next time.
Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
On this incredible journey.
Keep exploring.
Until next time.
Stay curious.
Keep exploring the frontiers of knowledge.